And I'm interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Shaw, and Daniel Shaw will help us with the questions. What is your full name?
My name is Grace E. Shaw.
And when and where were you born?
I was born in Oconee.
Oconee County? Mm-hmm. And how about you, Mr. Shaw?
His name is Lewis H. Shaw. He was born in Pickens County.
In Pickens County. And who were your parents?
My parents was Dalton Williams. And my mother was Fontaine Young Williams.
Mm-hmm. And do you know where they were born?
They're Georgia.
In Georgia somewhere. Do you remember your grandparents at all?
I remember my mother's father was a young one. And I forget her mother's name, but I do know her stepmother was named Florida Sanger, yeah.
And where did they live from?
Seneca.
In Seneca. So they're mostly around this area, aren't they?
That's right. They were very
fast. Right. Now, when you were small, did you own your own home or rent it, or was it mortgaged? You rented your home. Can you remember?
Farmers.
Oh, you're farmers. That's interesting. Can you remember any other older relatives?
I remember my aunt Louise Williams. She had five older.
Can you remember them talking about their early lives when they were kids? Any stories that they had when they were small?
Not too much.
Where are the older members of your family buried?
Mount Nebo number two.
You ever remember going to funerals?
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering, are the funerals different today than they were back then, or are they about the same, do you think?
They're about the same. Well, they might be a little bit different, but they seem to me like they're about the same.
Things are about the same. How about marriages? Remember going to marriages? That's usually a really good time in life.
I went to a good union marriage, but I can't even.
I was wondering about the ceremonies on the customs. Have they changed through the years, or are they about like they used to be?
I like they used to be.
They're about the same. What did your parents do for a living?
Farmers.
Oh, you just told me, didn't you? I'm sorry. Your grandparents are farmers, too? Did they own their farm or rent it or share crop? They owned their farm. Your older relatives, did they leave the area to find work, or did most of them work around here? Brothers and sisters, did you have brothers and sisters?
No.
Where did they live?
I have one sister living in Detroit, Michigan, and one living in.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, on the outskirts of Chicago, they live out there on Lake Superior. Like on Lake Superior, right there between it's Charlestown and another little town. I can't think of the name of the town now that it's in, because me and Bonnie went out there. I went out there to see Joe Henry. And that's the reason I'm looking.
Right. Did they leave this area to get work when they left here, when they first left? Did they return very much home? Did they come back home, or they
don't come home?
They don't come home too much. Did you ever have family work for the railroad?
My mother's
Oh, you did? Very interesting. All right. What railroad was that? The Southern Railroad. Can you tell me anything about your work on the railroad? What kind of work did you do?
It's been so long. You know, really, I'm not trying to interrupt.
No, that's perfectly all right.
Because, he can tell you some about it, but some of it's been gone.
I'm sure.
He started around 1926. I was thinking it was 55 or 56 before he retired and got that age.
Right.
Because he was preaching.
Oh, is that right? He's a minister too.
Yes, he's retired.
Oh, how interesting. No, you're not interrupting me. I'm glad you're here. You can help out and give us more information.
It takes much longer. And on his side, he I think it was in 18, grandma, she was a quarrel. She come up in England sometimes. I forget what, but she was a quarrel. Papa, and ever since 1857, I forget.
Well,
I got the whole thing about it, but some of it I can't remember now, like very simply.
Right. Well, when you were young, Mrs. Shaw, when you were young, did you have any way to make money at all?
No, not till the last year before I met him, but I worked with Sydney Farm.
So you probably had plenty of work to do there, yes, didn't you? I was raised on a farm also.
But I didn't work too much myself on the farm because I had the little ones to see after the ones what was up to me.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So you had your work cut out for you in the house, right? Where did your family shop when you were home?
Seneca.
In Seneca mostly? Did you buy cash or did you credit the things when you were young?
Well, you see, my father farmed and he raised on his bread.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where you shopped? Were the stores owned by black people or white people?
White.
How about your clothing? Did you make your own clothing or did you buy most of your clothing?
Well, I used to sew a little bit, but most of it.
Did you have special clothing you kept for Sunday school and special clothing you had for every day, right? Well, I guess you raised most of your food then. What kind of things did you raise?
Just everything. Nothing major.
Right.
They didn't have to find no food. Sometimes a lot of things.
Right.
Special things.
How about your furniture? Did the family make the furniture or did
They bought
the furniture. I was wondering, did you, in the family, did anybody make baskets or tools or quilts?
My father used to make baskets. And, you know, sell.
Right. What did he make them out of?
What did he get them?
What did he make out of them? What did he make them out of?
White oak.
White oak? How about quilting? Did you ever do quilting?
I had a quilt one time. I don't know what happened to it. Because my mother used to quilt all the time. You know,
I see. Did you have any musicians or singers in the family?
Well, they could do the best they could. My sister and brother.
And preachers? Yeah. Husband was a preacher, right?
That's right. That's him.
Right. Do you remember the family talking about the hard times?
Okay.
What was it like then?
Well, it sounded like it was terrible. Mm-hmm. They have put
tell you something about the mob time?
Sure.
It was a better time than it is.
Is that right?
That's true.
Better times
than it is right now. When you had something, you could actually get along better than before. You could always take and thank you a little God or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now is no place to do it now. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And you could actually take and the poor people could live better than they do now, because the poor people now don't have no skill. They have not been taught no skill, nothing. Not like it was when we was coming.
That's a problem, isn't it?
It is. It's a very bad problem, because now the poor people, I don't know whether we are to blame or we are to blame or what, because they're leaving everything for the school to do, and the school can't do everything. And furthermore, they don't pay they said that the school's supposed to do that. All right, when they say the school needs something, they won't give the school what it's supposed to be. They have to do, even to do the job, to partly do the job.
I feel exactly the same way.
See, that's a catch-all can, you know what they said. They had such a bad time, but they didn't live through those times. Mm-hmm. We did.
Right.
And I said to some of my friends now, both black and white, me and two of them was talking out there a minute ago. And then he said to me, what would you? I said, I'd rather be back next then. He said, yes, I would too. He said, because otherwise, the people that wanted something and wanted to get out and hustle for something and they can really do it, they could actually do it. What is it? Okay.
You bet. Yes, sir.
But now, the ones that want to do, they can't do because they don't have no skill. Mm-hmm. They haven't been taught nothing. And then I hate to say it, some of the parents won't make the children do it. In order to acquire the rudiments of this little thing which you call the read and write.
That's right, it's important.
They don't know that. When I was 5 years old, I had them learn how to read and write. And I hadn't went to school a day. Right. That was required of our father at home. But now, you don't even. Parents don't get on the children. Now, if they say something to the children now, the children go get a gun and come back and want to shoot them up. And then if they chastise their child, they come to the police. But how can the child know anything?
There has to be some changes then.
It's got to be either we intend if America is supposed to survive. It's going to have to be a heck of a change.
I think so.
Look, I'm going to have to go there. You won't need me no more, Grace. You don't have to go.
I
got to go, but I'm about to be over here on the country now.
That was 10:30.
Yeah, 10:30, you know, to get Miss Witch come carry her down to that place over there that had our not had, you know, beautiful.
Oh, thank you. And yes, I can talk to Grace. Right.
I'll do the best I can,
Daniel. She'll do the best she can.
Sure, you'll do fine.
Okay, Grace, I'll see you. Mm-hmm. I'll check back on
you. Oh, thank you.
All right, ma'am.
You remember any floods or tornadoes at all in your lifetime?
I remember now what they had on tornado and things like that.
You say you do?
I remember some of them.
What was it like?
I was scared. Gee, looked like sometime the trees gonna fall over my house. Mm-hmm. The house we're gonna hear some playing and we're gonna be back in here. We hear 2 hours ago because this house got too dark. And that makes a difference. Now, if it rains at night, I don't know nothing about it till I get up the next morning.
Well,
that's right. So that's the way that is. Mm-hmm. These tornadoes and storms, this too, scary today.
Yeah, they're scary, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. We have them like blowing away in there.
Did you have any members that served in World War I?
Served in World War I?
Right.
Thanks.
So might as well go to World War II.
That's right. No,
can you remember that?
I don't know one about World War II. Mm-hmm. It was kind of terrible.
How about World War II? Oh, the World War II night you're talking about?
I don't know that.
Right. See, what first, what church did your husband preach on the denomination?
I have all people that's going right down in here.
I see. Did the other members of your family go to different denominational churches?
My family, most was Baptist.
Mostly Baptist. There's a lot of Baptists here in the southern part, isn't there?
That's what I was before I married, and after I married him.
When you were young, who was your minister?
Well, from Stu.
Where do they live? They have a parsonage, or the church furnish them a place to live? Or they have their own home?
Or whatever they have.
I see. Did they have other employment, or were they ministers only? Or did they do other jobs?
Yeah, one of them worked on the railroad, Southern Railroad, I believe. Mm-hmm. The last one I lived at.
That railroad seemed to give quite a few people employment.
Yes, it should.
Right. Do you remember going to camp meetings?
Oh, yeah.
They were a lot of fun, right?
Stay all day. When you go to church. That's when we were young. We were high on the
hill. Right. What all did you do at the camp meetings?
Preaching, singing, all of that, shouting.
Right.
That's what I know because I didn't go into church.
It's oh, you
just,
didn't?
It's too crowded.
Oh, there's so many people there.
That's right.
Did they have food?
Oh yeah, they had. They were selling on the yard.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Did they ever stay overnight?
Hey, sometimes they'd have service at night, but not all.
Right.
As I remember.
I suppose people came from far away.
Sure.
Did you usually have special ministers in, or just a regular minister, or did he have other ministers come in?
Sometimes they'd have different ministers come in, you know, mm-hmm. because they have some kind of great thing. Like,
right, special
like
meetings.
Right.
Did you ever hear of singing conventions?
Oh, yeah.
What were they like?
Just sing and sing all day long.
Sounds like a lot of fun, too.
It was. Some good times back then.
What were some of your favorite songs? Do you remember them?
I don't remember them now. Because they used to sing some good songs. I don't have my songs because I used to know where it was, but I don't know where it's at now.
Yeah.
I got it packed up somewhere. That's where I
was wondering, did you sing like, you know what we call Negro spirituals?
Right.
Right. Like Swing Low Sweet Chariot?
Sure,
things like that? Yeah, I know some beautiful spirituals.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful. How about singing schools?
Well, they just had one of the songs with us.
The singing school, did they teach people to sing?
Not in our school that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do with that cup? Put it back in the kitchen.
Were there any occasions where black and white people worshiped together? Or is it just always just black people separately?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now they worship together sometimes. What kind of groups did you have in your church? Like, did you have men's, like missionaries, women missionaries? And you remember going to missionary groups, I'll bet. that you were the minister's wife. Well, you didn't. What did the groups in the church do? Did they do special things?
That's right.
What kind of things did they do?
Singing and preaching.
How about the youth? Do they have special programs for the young people?
They have
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about your schooling. Where did you go to school when you were small? Was your school located around here? Or?
Yes, it was. It okay?
It was what?
What did you say?
Oh, you went to school. The name of the school?
I went to school below in Sunnyfield. But I called them. The school there and a church, and the church was named Bethelgrove.
Oh,
mm-hmm. See, I went to school there. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the schoolhouse, not at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school in Sunday. It was East even.
How long was the term? Like, was it 9 months like it is now, or 10 months?
It wasn't that long.
Shorter.
Sometimes I remember it was 6 weeks one time.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's right over the country school.
Mm-hmm. Did you like to go to school longer, or were you glad it was only 6 weeks?
But now, at some of the school, we went 9 months.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. But this was a little country school I was talking about.
Right. When you went to the little country school, you probably walked to school?
That's right.
How long did you have to, how far did you have to go?
We didn't go, I guess, about a mile. It didn't look like it because the road would be full of children. And you can tell how far it
was. Oh, is that right?
Fighting that.
Yeah, having the time, huh?
We had some time after we leave Bethelgrove. I didn't fight, but you know, all the children.
Sure. The boys probably mostly, right?
Right.
Yeah. Can you remember who the teachers were?
Mrs. Liz Kipper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Many more than I wish school. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about different schools, not just in one. We were two teachers in time. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Oh, yeah, Tim Grant.
Can you remember anything funny that happened at school or unusual? What did the teacher do when the children fought?
Oh, they, she beat up two of them. She beat up two of them. Of course, she could have. And what if she could be? And we had to expel her from school.
Well, you don't remember what they did to get expelled?
Well, they was fighting in the school. Somehow I know the teacher did something to one of the children. Was beaten. That was my push foot and she was beaten. You know Tanya, don't you? And she looked like she wasn't going to stop. And so I had two aunts, tag aunts, and my mother's sisters, my mama's past sisters, three of them. And they jumped on the teacher. And they beat her and they beat her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And she got on some nice glasses and look at this chain hanging there.
Right.
And they just broke it.
My oh my.
She just beat that boy and beat him and they spelled Scrooge Allen each cinch. But she did it.
Mm-hmm. You remember her name?
Miss Lizzie Kibber.
That was Kibber.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Sarah Kibber?
I sure did.
I interviewed her, yeah, about 2 weeks before she died.
Yeah.
See, she lives on the other side of Barlow's, just a little ways down from
mm-hmm.
Barlow's,
yeah,
the ledge.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see where she passed away not very long ago.
I wonder what happened. She was dead, but wonder if she took the bed before she died.
I don't know. She had an emphysema, I know. Pretty badly. Your teachers, did they live in homes or live in people's houses? Or?
They live in their own home.
In their own home.
I'm telling you this the best I can.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
I never forget that big fight they had in Cusco, that Bethel church that time ago, son. Uh-huh. I never forget that.
Yeah, that was something, wasn't it? Can you remember your parents talking about their school when they went to school? Your parents?
They didn't get much then.
They didn't go to school very much. And your grandparents, can you remember if they ever went to school?
My grandparents, I believe that. I don't remember from my mother's father. But I remember a little bit about my dad's father. They had to swim.
They probably helped you on the farm.
They had a big farm. My grandfather, my mama's dad. Yeah.
How'd they grow on the farm?
Everything. Everything even nature.
Did they have cotton too?
Yeah. Alaska,
Oh, yeah.
They had to go on the and everything.
How far did you go to school? Did you finish?
I think I got good. I started making three.
The schools didn't go to 12 years like they do now, did they? Did they go to 10 years?
Oh, they started waiting now.
Oh, about 9 years? Did you think your schools were different than the white schools?
Oh, yeah.
How did they differ?
Well, they had little chairs with them grass. They would go to school and all that thing, but they went faster.
Went longer?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, you know it didn't make you feel so good, but you had to pay.
You didn't have much choice about things, did you? Did anybody in your family ever go to college, go into college? Where'd they go, around here? Or your children, right?
Yes, my baby boy was back there. I have my second boy in Washington. And my daughter's in Cincinnati, Ohio.
What is she doing, your daughter?
She's some kind of some paler. She finished. She's some kind of some. Yeah, she got a job.
Which is good, right? You remember having newspapers and magazines in your home when you're young or not? Did they have magazines that came and?
I remember a newspaper.
What was it?
Every once in a while, I believe. Well, that might have been not long ago.
I think I heard somebody say something about the grit or something like that.
That's right, grit paper.
The grit paper. Mm-hmm. How about magazines?
No, we didn't see the magazines, I don't think. I don't remember seeing them.
Your teachers at school, they talk about the black history and tell you about the famous black people.
Yeah, they talk, but I don't know about all that. It's the truth.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sure I've forgotten a lot of things, too, when I went to school. I was wondering, did they have, PTAs, parent organizations, in your school like they have today?
When I last went to go to school, but before I quit swimming, they started. But they'd have little short meetings when I was going through, but I didn't know what it was about.
You see. Why did you decide to quit school when you quit? Did you have to work at home? Or?
That's right.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your social life. What'd you do for fun?
I didn't do much. I don't think. We go to dance every once in a while. If that wasn't halt. We go to church, Sunday school and church, and go back home.
So your church was a big thing, wasn't it?
That's right.
It was a part of your life. If you didn't go to dances often, I bet you really enjoyed them when you did go.
I didn't dance too much.
It's fun to watch.
I was standing on the lookout.
Yeah, that was fun too, wasn't it? How'd you meet your husband? Did you meet him at a dance? Or?
Oh no. I met my father the first time. He came over home and was funny. Mm-hmm. And it's a mother. I didn't know. And so I have another son. But I took the liking of him. I don't know why. First time I saw one.
Well,
I just took a liking of her.
Well, that's good.
And we didn't go together. I don't know how long we went together. It was short.
Before you got married? So you got your man, huh?
That looks good.